Did you have a lot of contact with the Browns before they drafted you?
I say a decent amount. I visited them for a 30 visit. You know, we talked. You know, the whole time it was a great visit. I had a lot of fun. I'm so glad to be here.
Can you talk about just the legacy or the long line of tight ends, and then what do you know about Kellen Winslow?
Obviously he was a phenomenal athlete and tight end. You know, he went to the Browns too. Being from Miami, tight end is very important. It's very crucial in our offense, and we use that a lot. You know, so to be called in the first round to the Browns, you know, to follow the legacy, you know, the blessing. I'm so blessed to be here.
How do you compare yourself to O.J. Howard?
He's an awesome player. I'm so happy for him. You know, saying he deserves way what he got today. I'm so proud of him, and I'm so excited to compete against him during this next upcoming season.
Hey, what do you think separates you as a tight end?
I think my speed, my elusiveness. You know, my ability to break tackles. I can also, you know, I'm definitely willing to block as well. You know, I think I have it all, so I'm excited to show the world what I'm capable of doing.
David, what was your reaction to, you know, the Browns trading up for you and then just, you know, becoming a first-round pick? What's that mean to you?
Oh, my gosh. I can't explain to you how crazy it is. I still can't believe it. I'm so blessed to be here, honestly. Like, you know, people were so emotional today. You know, everyone, you know, I'm just so happy to be here.
Were you paying attention to what the Browns were doing the rest of the draft before they got you?
Yes, it was. They got, first off, you know, Myles Garrett, who's a beast. I'm so excited to go against him. Jabril Peppers, who's actually a friend of mine, close friend of mine. We're going to go out and practice. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I just want to read you something. Some national prognosticator said when Jabril Peppers was taken, says, if I was Cleveland, I would have taken David Njoku instead of Jabril Peppers. They need to accumulate more weapons for when they finally do draft a quarterback. Well, they did pick you a couple of spots later. What kind of weapons will you bring to them that will be of great help?
Oh, weapons. I think I can bring my speed, you know, like I said, my athletic ability. You know, I think I was the most yard after catch tight end on the draft this year. You know, I think I can be a crucial player for the Browns. Just got to keep working hard, you know, give God the glory, and I think I'll be okay.
Hey, when you came here on your visit, what was it like talking to Hugh Jackson? Do you feel like you hit it off with him? And what do you know about his offense and what it could mean for a tight end?
Oh, yeah, that was an exciting visit. You know what I'm saying? Me and the coaches and I, we bonded so fast. You know, I'm so excited to see him tomorrow. And I'm just excited just to get the playbook down, learn it, and just have fun with it in OTAs.
Do you know anything about Gary Barnidge, who was a Pro Bowler a couple years ago? And do you look forward to joining him?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, I don't really know much of him, but I know he was a crazy player. You know, so I'm excited just to be here. You know, everything is just a blessing, honestly.